I'm Aaron Schachter, and it's The World. For nearly a century, Italy's army has produced medicines for the rest of the country. And this year, inside a lab with a greenhouse, the military's taken on the production of a new drug. Actually, not so new, as Angelica Marin explains.
White walls, white floors, workers in white lab coats. In this immaculate room, everything is white, except for what's on the table. It's very green, with an unmistakable aroma.
It's very similar to oranges and aromatic Mediterranean plants like oregano and a little minty.
I guess that's one way to describe marijuana. Antonio Medica is a recent grower. In fact, the colonel is clipping the flowers off his very first marijuana harvest at a pharmaceutical facility in Florence.
Our variety contains the two active principles, THC and cannabidiol. The ratio is 1:1. It's very similar to the so-called Bediol of the Netherlands that at the moment is still imported in Italy.
European countries are passing medical marijuana laws left and right, and they're clamoring for more weed. So last year, Italy decided to cut out the middleman and start growing its own in a unique way. Italy is the first country in the world to assign its army to grow a national marijuana crop.
We are all pharmaceutical chemists, and we have no correct experience in the cultivation of cannabis.
For Colonel Medica, this was a challenging mission. At first, he had questions like, is it possible to get high on the smell inside the greenhouses? A few months later, he's conducting tests on new varieties. This learning curve is no surprise. Medica leads a facility that produces drugs for rare diseases, pills that no big pharma makes because the market is too small. Every year, some 3,000 Italians owe their lives to these soldiers. Now with medical marijuana on their list, their pool of patients has just gotten a lot bigger. I mean, potentially. Lawmakers have limited medical marijuana subsidies only to the very ill, like cancer and multiple sclerosis patients. And there's a lot of red tape involved. You see, marijuana in Italy is still perceived as a threat to public integrity, the stuff of druggies. So best to let the military handle it.
Cannabis is a narcotic product, and the military are involved in this project to avoid the drug addiction and illegal use of this product and to manage all the steps from manufacturing to the distribution.
The Army expects to harvest 200 pounds of medical-grade marijuana, double what it imports now, and cut the cost at least by half.
Legal marijuana in Italy is expensive.
That's Marco Ternelli, a small-town pharmacist who specializes in marijuana preparations, oils, tinctures, and tea bags that he ships to hundreds of patients across Italy. And he says the financial burden is just the beginning.
The big price patients are really paying is not money. Most doctors are not willing to write a prescription because there is a cultural barrier linked to the fact that marijuana is seen as an abuse drug and not like morphine, fentanyl, oxycodone.
Ask this mom.
Non mi drogo, non fumo, sono una persona.
Paola Menghini says, I don't do drugs. I don't even smoke. I'm an honest and average person, but I give my son marijuana. Menghini's son has a rare syndrome called CHARGE. The boy couldn't sleep, was always nervous, and even punched himself. Doctors prescribed a heavy psychostimulant. Paola remembers how she had to push around her 10-year-old child in a stroller. Marijuana tea made all that go away, except for her resentment. It's unbelievable, she says, that doctors, neurologists, and neuropsychologists, the best in their fields, have no idea what marijuana can do, and they even laugh when you ask about it. Once the army's marijuana leaves the trenches and hits the market, maybe Italian doctors won't think it's funny anymore. For The World, I'm Angelica Marin, Florence.